League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined by Zach Meir and Ben Harrington, a freelance business journalist and editor of Beaterville. How are you this morning, Ben?
Very well, thanks. And for once, we've actually got lots to talk about.
Indeed.
So the M&A market really starting to ramp up. So last week, the Johnson & Johnson announced the $30 billion takeover of Actelion, the Swiss biopharmaceutical company, which was the culmination of a couple of months of quite intense negotiations, where you saw Sanofi step in and step out of the process as well. Quite a big coup for, I'd like to think, myself and potentially Tip TV as well, because I think we were the first media organisation to talk about the bid speculation in Actelion before Bloomberg did its scoop and the subsequent confirmation from Johnson & Johnson. So just patting myself on the back.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
So is that from your own sources?
From my own sources, yeah. Sources, spelled S-O-U-R-E. R-S-C-E-S.
Yeah. Right, so neither a journalist or a chef will reveal their sources.
Exactly, yeah.
No, it's very good news.
I think misspelt sources there, actually. But anyway, yeah.
But it's very interesting in that space. There's two things. Johnson & Johnson, obviously being a US company with a lot of cash in Europe, maybe wary about bringing that cash home. So looking at acquisitions in the European space, certainly biotech and pharma are interesting areas where companies are looking to develop their pipelines.
Yes.
So we could potentially, over the year, see some more activity with that, with the US
pharma companies. I think so in the US, and this could spur... very much so. I think quite a lot of the pharmaceutical companies will wait and see what happened with this Actelion deal. Actelion has been sought after for quite some time. Shire made an approach a couple of years ago, which is a story that I broke on the front page of the Sunday Times. Sanofi's obviously shown an interest. You would have thought that Sanofi now in the last 12 months has seen itself lose out on two major deals, Medivation and Actelion. So market expecting them to do something.
A bit more activity on that front.
Talked a little bit about on the show about Illumina, which is a US company, gene sequencing technology company, quite big. And I think they were sort of being looked at late last year by Roche. And then they had a profit warning, which I think threw a bit of a banana skin in the negotiations. There's a bit of chatter that might be back on the cards or coming back on the cards. Your readers, viewers, might want to keep an eye on that.
So certainly one
very
to
much
look
from
for,
unsubstantiated, so I wouldn't want them to get too carried away.
Moving away from the pharma sector, any other M&A?
Well, yeah, lots to talk about. The Times had a really interesting story, the front page lead story, also known as a splash, about W.S. Atkins having been approached by a U.S. company, CH2M, late last year.
Catchy name.
Great name. about a $4 billion merger, written by Deirdre Hipwell, who is a very diligent, thorough reporter, rarely takes any flyers. The shares are up about 5% today on the back of the story. No confirmation yet, although bear in mind it was written as a historical story rather than an active live negotiation. So something to keep an eye on there. Vodafone confirmed this morning that it's in talks to merge its Indian operations with Those of a rival Idea Cellular, mm-hmm. Which has put about 3% on the share price as on the back of that news. That's a Vodafone share price.
Anything on Tesco Booker, which was a big
Tesco Booker
story,
big story
at the end
over
of the week.
Last week. Obviously, the deal was announced, came out of the blue. Nobody had a whiff of it. Nobody had a whiff of it in the market. Mm. Somebody should have had a whiff of it because Richard Cousins stepped down from the board of Tesco, and subsequently, post the announcement of this transaction, we found out that was because he was against the deal. So that should have been a bit of a clear sign that there was something afoot. But mm-hmm. yeah, nobody in the, I don't think none of my rivals had a whiff of it either as well. There was nothing in the market reports or anywhere. So over the weekend, it was coming. There seems to be a big, you know, quite a bit strong opinion out there that this deal will definitely get looked at by the competition authorities, and is quite likely to be, you know, potentially blocked. I think the Sunday Times, Oliver Shah had quite an interesting quote from Stuart Rose or Lord Rose, saying that he thought it would be, you know, the competition authorities would be all over it, basically. So by no means a done deal.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier on the morning show about QBE and Allianz.
Yes.
Looking at
so that was a story that I was trying to stand up over the weekend, actually. Quite interesting. Got the you know, Allianz had made an approach a couple of months ago, and as a result, QBE had brought on board a few investment banks, and they were canvassing others, China Life and AXA, to see whether they might be interested in participating in a strategic review. Anyway, I was put that to QBE, actually, on Saturday, and they came back with a very strong denial. So I decided not to run the story, and then literally,
lo and behold,
12 hours later, Handelsblatt ran the story, mm-hmm. which was then, again, they then effectively put out another denial on the, I think it was on the Australian Stock Exchange, denying the whole story. Now, as much as I like Australians, and I do like Australians, and I like Australia, and I quite like Australian companies, but I have to admit, my experience of dealing with Australian companies in the past is that they literally will deny it to the hills until it actually becomes a fact, mm-hmm. basically. And that was my experience with the whole Slater and Gordon Quindell saga,
yes.
where a number of stories. Slater and Gordon kept on denying it over a period of about 4 or 5 months, even though Quindell were confirming it. And eventually, when they announced the transaction, it was confirmed. Mm-hmm. So,
lo and behold, no smoke without fire, as is always the case with M&A deals. Anything else you want to add?
I was doing a bit of work around Cenkos last week, the stockbroker. Again, it's very much unconfirmed, you know, speculation at the moment. But there was some chatter going around that Cenkos are in the process of doing a deal of some kind, whether that's to merge with somebody or buy somebody or them being taken over. It wasn't quite clear to me. One rumor was that they were looking at Arden, another rival broker, and obviously this talk about consolidation among stockbrokers has been going on for ages. I did actually check that out pretty thoroughly, and I think that might have been a bit of a red herring, actually, because good sources, the reliable sources that I trust, were denying that Arden were in talks with Cenkos, obviously all off the record. And I think it might have come from the fact that sort of angle might have come from the fact there was a possibility of a small cap broking team moving from Cenkos to Arden, so somebody got the story a little bit mixed up or jumbled up. But I did hear it from several different sources that Cenkos were looking at some kind of deal. Okay. So I'll be doing a bit more digging around on that, see if I can bottom that one out.
So certainly one to keep on the watch list.
Yes.
Cenkos is the stockbroking stock.
Yeah.
Ben, thank you so much for your time. Lots to talk about in the M&A thing, side of things. And have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.